This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Trying to treat the world as if it were normal.
Okay, well,
listen, depends on what your definition of normalcy is, I guess. It's normal to start the day for many of you, for many of the folks around the country listening to the DJV program. D stands for Doug. I'm Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer, Jennifer Horn. And B for Victoria, Victoria Keevan. Jennifer is absent because she's not absent without leave. What do they go, AWOL? No, it's not that. She's I chuckle about this because I know her neighborhood well, but somebody got hurt badly, I guess got run over by somebody in her neighborhood last night, and the screaming and the police and all that other stuff. So she gets a pass today. Victoria's here with some, some of the stuff is upsetting, some of it makes you feel good. Maybe that's the whole thing about change. There was a violin, what is it, some sort of a vigil?
It was a vigil. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And where was that?
This was in Aurora, Colorado, which is the same town that Elijah McClain, if that name sounds familiar, unfortunately we've had so many of these stories to talk about, we haven't really been able to, I know I mentioned this once, maybe 2 weeks ago on the show, but we haven't really talked about it. He was the young man who lived in Aurora, Colorado. He was 23, I believe, or 22. He went out for a jog, and he wore a mask over his face because it's Colorado and it's cold. So, and a lot of runners do that. He stopped into a convenience store to get some milk, and someone in the store said he was, quote-unquote, suspicious, and called the cops, and the cops showed up, and on the body cam, basically he didn't do anything wrong. They accused him of trying to steal the milk, which is ridiculous. Everyone who knows him said that he was employed. He volunteered his time. He was a violinist. He volunteered his time playing the violin for cats at the local animal shelter because it helped calm the cats down. This was someone who, by all accounts, is described as a gentle soul, an intelligent guy who was, you know, well-educated, family, you know, family-oriented, lived at home with his parents. He was mostly described as an introvert. On the body cam footage, he tells the cops, "I'm not doing anything wrong." He has his hands up. He's not armed. And he ends up dead. So they not only did they tase him, but he was on the ground, he couldn't breathe, and they shot him up. They injected him. This is all on video. They injected him with ketamine, and he had a heart attack and died.
What's ketamine?
Some people do it recreationally as a drug, which is insane. But ketamine is a drug that they give people who are resisting arrest. He's already unconscious. He was already down on the ground. He was not resisting arrest. This is all on film.
Is that another tool like using a taser gun or something? Is that what that is?
I have never heard of anyone injecting someone with ketamine, but apparently that was like the standard MO in Aurora, Colorado. The EMTs were there. They didn't even try to, they didn't even revive him. The whole thing is such a mess. And unfortunately, this happened. Now it's kind of been eclipsed, but now there are, I think it's over 2 million people have signed a petition to reopen Elijah McClain's case because his mother has been trying to get attention and just hasn't really gone anywhere. Aurora, Colorado, very white section of area of Colorado. Colorado's not exactly that diverse anyway, but this part of Colorado is notoriously not lacking in diversity. So a black guy going into a convenience store, I guess they thought that was grounds to call the police, and he ended up dead. And on the body cam footage, which is something that is absolutely total BS, one of the cops fraudulently says to the other cop, "He's grabbing for your gun." He was already on the ground. He was not grabbing for the other cop's gun, but that justified them shooting him. So not only was he shot, he was already on the ground, then they inject him in his neck with ketamine, and he dies of a heart attack. So the whole thing is, obviously, if you're in the Aurora, Colorado area, this has caused a huge outrage among citizens. And so they had over the weekend, they had a musical vigil for Elijah McClain, and a lot of people showed up playing violin, including a lot of younger kids. So there were a lot of minors there, too. This, once again, this is where social media comes in handy. This was all being filmed because this was being put up on social media because it was a beautiful tribute to Elijah McClain. Well, the cops come in riot gear, start spreading tear gas and shooting these underage kids who are playing violin. This is all on video. You can watch this. This is not me editorializing. This is what's on the video. And so now there are reporters who were there, who were local reporters, just, you know, doing a story on this beautiful vigil for Elijah McClain, who was the violinist and the whole thing. And then it turned into just this violent attack and a blatant attack with tear gas and baton beatings from the riot police in Aurora. It's completely inexcusable. I'm sure that we're going to see some sort of investigation happening on, I hope, on a national level, because I think the FBI should be stepping in on these cases, and there has to be some sort of oversight. But for this to happen, there was no looting, there was no rioting, this was just a musical vigil. And it, like I said, you can go and see the video, and it's pretty sickening, actually, to see that this is happening in our country, and especially in what we think of as a progressive state like Colorado. Not so much.
Well, security cameras have other footage. This is on the south side of Chicago this weekend, where a 17-year-old shot in the back and the chest, the student at, I think, the University of Chicago. It all started. It seems rather strange. I don't even understand what was going on here. There were some kids that walked into a convenience store. There was a tall 17-year-old kid there, and they asked him how tall he was. And they left together, and somehow or other, some white person, I don't even understand what was going on here. I just know that this weekend was an extraordinarily violent weekend, and there wasn't any altercation, really. They just shot. There were people shooting at other people. It's like being in a battle zone or a target practice. You know, in some of these neighborhoods, you wonder whether some of the stories that you see on Chicago PD are actually true. You know how they used to say taken on the Law and Order shows, taken from the headlines. It is Chicago. You talk about traveling somewhere with all this stuff going on in Chicago. I would have no interest whatsoever in going to Chicago. None. And now there's this other video that has shown up from the weekend from Missouri, a couple in St. Louis. If you look at the social media of this, Victoria, images and videos showing them aiming guns at protesters who were marching past their home. Footage showed the wife had a pistol, the husband had a semi-automatic rifle, shouting at the protesters, waving the weapons in, not in their faces, but pretty close. You look at the video, the organization that put this march on called Expect Us, it was a call to action against the violence toward blacks in this country. The route past the home of the mayor, where protesters chanted, "Resign, Lida, take the cops with you." There's this woman, Lida Crewson, under pressure, stepped down. She read aloud the names and home addresses of constituents who would call for police reform during a Facebook Live video. So these people, I guess you're not supposed to do that. Police reform means you get called out on social media if you're a reformer. So I guess if that were the case here in Framingham, I'd get called out.
Yeah.
Maybe you would, too.
That's what she did. She went on Facebook Live and just started naming names of people who wanted police reform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was dumb.
Yeah, kind of. The folks who, this is, we were talking last week about the Aunt Jemima label.
Mm-hmm.
Quaker Oats announcing that there's a new name and a logo for this, and so there's a 47-year-old truck driver named Larnell Evans, who is the great-great-grandson of Anna Short Harrington, who is Aunt Jemima. She played Aunt Jemima at fairs and advertisements, that kind of stuff. So the company is going to rebrand, Now, apparently his family was getting some kind of, what do they call it when you pay a royalty?
Like a royalty?
Yeah, kind of. And so that's going to stop, so he's going to sue Quaker Oats. Because the family wants, the people in his family want to sue Quaker Oats for proper compensation. Apparently they haven't been paid what they think that it was worth now, so they want a judge to, the case has been in court and has been dismissed, but now they're going to re-enter it because they think they weren't paid enough. They want reparations for the likeness of Aunt Jemima having been used to sell pancakes and...
Well, yeah, they probably want to cash in before they change the brand completely.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's exactly what they want to do. The clip of the day at djvshow.com, the one that's posted right now, is all of us talking about the 39-year age difference between Dennis Quaid and his new wife. Ah, 39 years. Just, well, didn't he have a son? Didn't we come that was older than the woman he's marrying?
Yes, his son with Meg Ryan's 28, and his new fiance, or his new wife is 27.
Right, okay. So if you want to hear that conversation, help yourself. The clip of the day is age just a number. I think it depends on how broad I guess the spectrum is. Maybe that's convenient for me because I've usually wanted to be with women who are younger than I was, but not 39 years younger. That's for sure. My daughter and I had a deal. I was never to be with anybody who was younger than she was. So there you go.
That's just gross. Yeah, that's gross that you even had to have that conversation.
We didn't have to. She just, it was kind of in jest, and it was a conversation in jest at one point in time. Because, anyway, most of the people I was with were 10, 12 years younger than I was. That's not a big deal.
Mm-mm.
All right, right? So here we
are
anyway.
That's fine, but like, you know, 30 years is a lot.
That's crazy, yeah. DJVshow.com is the place for the clip of the day. And also, you can listen to the program all day, every day, because it's in a loop. The whole 5 hours of the program continues. You listen to it, and then it starts all over again at DJVshow.com.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains on your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Usher.
When I look in the mirror, do I see someone that cares for others? Oh, no, 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 no. Do I love myself more than my sisters and brothers? I don't know. Now I see struggles, I see pain, I see beyond the mess we made. I see things that I cannot change, and it hurts my heart.
24 past the hour, it is the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan, and it's our music time right now on the DJ V Show. We do music news every hour. And what you're listening to is Usher's new song called I Cry. And he made this debut Saturday during the Global Citizens Unite for Our Future concert event. He shared a note on social media to accompany the song's release, saying he wrote it in part because he wanted to teach his sons that it's okay for a man to feel emotions deeply and to cry. He admitted that he was raised to keep feelings like that in check, and his desire to proffer a different way forward for his kids came about while quarantining with his family and watching the deaths of George Floyd and others, and of course the subsequent wave of Black Lives Matter protests. He will donate the proceeds from I Cry to the local initiative Support Corporation, which provides grants and support to community-based organizations, minority-owned small businesses that have been hit particularly hard during COVID-19. I Cry marks Usher's third new song of 2020. Believe it or not, it's already three songs into 2020, following Sex Beat and California. So his last solo album was Hard to Love. That arrived in 2016. So it's been a long time since we've had new music from Usher. But it's a good song. It's emotional.
How old is Usher?
Early 40s, I believe.
Is he? Really? So accomplished a lot in these 40 years.
Started all very right. young, yeah.
All right, 25 and change after the hour here on the musical portion of this hour of the DJV program, with now a focus on soul singer Charlie Wilson, who's got a new song paying tribute to the Four Tops. Song is called One I Got. Let's have this cranked up, Phil, unless it's working technically like half the other stuff this there it is. So, this he's a former Gap Band singer. Took the hook from Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, which was a big song the Four Tops had in 1972. It was their biggest hit after they left Motown. Wilson says, all my records mainly have been celebrating women. I continue to do that. Wilson has 11 number one hits on the R&B charts. The latest, Forever Valentine, which was co-written by with Bruno Mars, was big this past May. Now the Wilson can return to the studio following all the hiatus, the forced pandemic stuff. He's been writing a lot of songs that he's put... listen to that. I want to hear that. Crank that up, will you? I want to hear that. He explains, I want to record enough records to have enough singles for a new album. I don't know if I'll make it on this one, but I'm going to try. So, I like the sound of this. That was a big song, Ain't No Woman. Not necessarily my favorite of the original Four Tops. I think Duke Fakir is the only one who still remains with the Tops that travel now. But they still sound good together, and he's almost 80. He's out there traveling with them all the time. Very cool. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As COVID-19 cases in several states in the West and South continue to spike, Vice President Mike Pence is now urging those in those states to wear a mask, saying yesterday during a speaking engagement in Dallas.
Roughly half the state is under local ordinances. Strongly recommend if your local officials in consultation with the state are directing you to wear a mask, we encourage everyone to wear a mask.
The Republican governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, describing that recent spike in his state as a very swift and dangerous turn. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also calling on Americans to wear masks. She gave her opinion on ABC's This Week, calling on President Trump to be a better example and start wearing a mask himself. Trump has been criticized by some for not wearing a mask in public. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here. Jennifer is out today. A lot of things that we would wish happy birthday today. Anybody who's having a birthday, why not, right? We should maybe have a special section of the program, Victoria, from time to time. Just pull people's names out of a hat. If you have a birthday today, send me a notice of that on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. One of us will grab it and wish you a happy birthday. Listener Andrew Sandstow, having a birthday today. Scott Salvucci as well. Happy birthday to you. So there's a controversy developing in Southern California, the Orange County Airport, which is what it used to be called. Now is called the John Wayne Airport. Statue of John Wayne out in front of the airport right off the 405 in Newport Beach, or as you go into Newport Beach. So John Wayne seems to be coming under scrutiny because of some of the things that he said, some of his views. I was a fan, I still am, I guess, to a point, of a lot of John Wayne's movies. And whether I was oblivious to it or didn't pay much attention to it, I certainly know that he was quite the quote-unquote patriot in the sense that he was always talking about America and putting America first and that sort of thing. Apparently some things have come to light, Victoria, which don't put him in a very good light. I think there are a lot of people that are coming. You know, the same thing can be said about Woodrow Wilson, people from our past that we've had sort of limited knowledge about how they really were. Why don't we start with the John Wayne controversy?
Yeah, so like you said, in 1979 is when they renamed the Orange County Airport. They named it John Wayne Airport. Is it international? I've flown in and out of there,
no.
But I don't know if it's international.
But that was
but
the year he died, and that's why they did it, because he had just passed away.
So they renamed it in 1979.
And he lived in Newport Beach. That was also
okay.
Why.
And then in 1982, that's when they put that giant statue of John Wayne in the airport. And so now the Orange County Board of Supervisors is taking up this. This is not a new thing. Apparently, for many years, Orange County residents have been calling for the removal of John Wayne's name and likeness from this airport because of his very controversial beliefs in white supremacy. And so he was pretty outspoken about it. And so now with everything that's going on, there's a renewed interest in removing his name from the airport. Some of the more controversial quotes that he was famous for making come from a Playboy article back in, I guess it must have been in the mid-70s, he was talking about, he mentioned things like, he was asked about Native Americans playing subordinate roles in his movies, and he said, quote, I don't feel we did wrong in taking this great country away from them, if that's what you're asking. Our so-called stealing of this country from them was just a matter of survival. There were great numbers of people who needed new land, and the Indians were selfishly trying to keep it for themselves. Wow.
Well, if you look at some of the
there's a lot to
movies.
Unpack with that one.
Yeah.
He also actually made the quote that he believes that black people should not be educated unless they pass the correct tests and if they have the right background. And he said, I don't feel guilty about the fact that 5 or 10 generations ago these people were slaves. He said, I'm not condoning slavery. It's just a fact of life, like the kid who gets infantile paralysis and has to wear braces so he can't play football with the rest of us.
All right, so I think we got...
I mean, it's so frustrating. And the quotes go on and on and on. It's just, it's ridiculous. He actually says also, quote, I believe in white supremacy.
It is a matter of
I'm glad I never liked him or any of his movies.
Most people from, many people from that era and before, and again, I make now reference to Woodrow Wilson, believed that. They were taught that stuff, Victoria.
But here's the
school.
Difference, though. Woodrow Wilson graduated from Princeton in 1879.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne made those statements in the 70s.
Yeah.
1970s.
So, but what it's doing is calling attention. The movement at the moment is calling attention to all of these sorts of things, past and present. So now Princeton says it's going to take Woodrow Wilson, who was a graduate of the class of 1879 from the School of Public and International Affairs. They're going to take his name down from that school because of his racist thinking and policies. It's inappropriate for him to be the namesake. It was a significant and consequential behavior that, kind of was the standard of the time. And that's why I said what I did. There are a lot of people who just, that's what you were taught to believe, even in places like Princeton. So now they're going to change the name of the Wilson College to First College. He was the president of the university before he became president of the country. He prevented black applicants from matriculating, writing, quote, it is altogether inadvisable for a colored man to enter Princeton. So you got a lot of just that stuff, and this is, again, what, 50, 60, 70 years after the Civil War, when he was the president? It was before he was president of the United States, but it kind of takes your breath away, in a manner of speaking, because it just isn't what many of us, not everybody, I mean, a lot of people have still today been, they just, in some states in this country, go to Mississippi, and it may not be part of the curriculum, but it certainly is part of the not just Mississippi, but many of the southern, and I said Boston, the city around which I grew up, probably one of the most racist cities in the country, if not in the world. And this is, you know, we're supposed to, if you're from the north, you're supposed to be smarter than if you're from the south. And I'm not even sure that I think intelligence is a barometer of whether you're a racist or not. I think that racism is ignorance, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're ignorant if you have that point of view. And a lot of people could be yelling at the radio right now, "You ignorant SOB. You know, this is the way it really is, or it's supposed to be." Because some people are taught that blacks are inferior, or people who are not white. Again, what you were just saying about John Wayne, or any number of people who really had that belief that in the chain of life, white people were superlative to people who had different color skin. That's just the way people were taught. So now in Mississippi, lawmakers have passed legislation to change the state flag, which had the Confederate battle emblem on it. The legislature voted this past weekend by two-thirds margins that the flag should be changed. So I guess they're the state, though. Mississippi was the last state, right, to have mm-hmm. the Confederate flag as a part of its state flag.
Yeah.
There were business leaders and people from religion and education and sports talking forcefully against this flag, which goes back to 1894. There have been a lot of people over the years that have urged it be replaced with a better one. The great-grandson, great-great-grandson of Jefferson Davis, who was the president of the Confederate States, agreed. Why shouldn't he? This is the kind of stuff. Who gives a crap what this guy said? Why is he more important than anybody else? That's, you know, just because he's his great-great-grandson doesn't mean he would have the same points of view as his father. This is where the news media gets me.
I think it's important that he spoke out, because I think a lot of people saying, people who are against removing these symbols, I think it's important to see that if he's okay with his family's legacy and his family's history, if he's okay and he says it belongs in a museum, put it in your house if you want, but it doesn't belong on the state flag, it doesn't represent the entire population of Mississippi, I think that's actually an important figure to come forward. You know, we just talked about the family of one of the women who played Aunt Jemima in the past.
Right, wanting reparations, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's important for people maybe who, this is influential to maybe some people who are fighting against it, and if they see that the great-great-grandson of Jefferson Davis is even in favor of it, you know, that can actually maybe help open some minds. The governor of Mississippi, who's a Republican, he has never wanted to, you know, get into this debate, and even he tweeted over the weekend that it's become way too divisive, the flag. He said it's time to end
horribly
it. He said
divisive.
If they send me a bill, I'll sign it. So even he's on board now after, you know, he's been dragged into the 21st century, so...
Here's Disney announcing that Splash Mountain is going to be rethemed. The first black princess in The Princess and the Frog was the reason this is Splash Mountain came from The Princess and the Frog. Disney said, we'll pick up the story after the final
Splash Mountain came from that movie from 1946, the Song of the South. That's where it came from. And so now this is not new. This has been a petition for a while to have some sort of ride at Disney World that includes The Princess and the Frog. So I guess they're realizing that Song of the South.
See, I don't remember. The Song of the South, I remember. I don't remember Splash Mountain being part of it.
The ride?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Well, the ride isn't in the movie.
It is. I don't remember that.
No. The ride is not in the movie. There is no ride in the movie.
How did it get connected to the movie?
Because it was named after, and there's a song. There's something about Splash Mountain is named after and designed in after the movie. The movie came out in 1946.
Right.
So Splash Mountain I've been on Splash Mountain. I don't know the connection to the Song of the South, but it's been criticized for years because of the movie. You know, and Bob Iger, who used to be the executive at Disney, he has said in the past that he wanted to change Splash Mountain because he said it's not appropriate in today's world. And interestingly, Disney has never released the movie Song of the South, so you can't get it on VHS, DVD, or it will never stream on Disney.
I'm at the risk of being politically incorrect, There were portrayals, as I remember it, that made black people seem like they were simple. But there was a lot of that in that movie that I thought was quite, I don't know if charming is the right word, but I remember it well.
And well, it really apparently, I've never seen it, but apparently it really whitewashes what was actually happening and makes black people seem like they were happy to be there and happy to be, you know, like the happy
slaves. Well, I know a lot of black people who were happy. They didn't know any better. Yeah, well, not being slaves. This is the movie.
Well, that's what Song the movie is about.
No, it isn't. No, it's not at all about that.
There's slavery in it.
But in it,
that's part of the criticism of it.
Theme, yeah. But it's not the major theme of the movie. There's a, I don't know, there's a, this is, I, that's what I'm concerned about with a lot of this stuff, warping our sense of what people are about. Just because people make ignorant statements, that doesn't mean that their whole life should be devalued. The statement should be called out as ignorant, racist, whatever, in the moment, or whatever, unless somebody spent their entire lives working against what, you know, might be considered the goodness or the benefits of having people of color doing this, that, or the other thing. I've always been colorblind, and as you know, we've had a recent incident here with me being called a racist, and I reject that. We all, and I think you look back at some of the things that have been said. I don't know. I was surprised, frankly, when you went through some of the things that John Wayne said, because when that happened, I don't remember it being a part of the interview. I'm sure it was there.
Did you read Playboy back then?
No, I never
well,
did.
It was an interview in Playboy that...
Yeah, no, I understand that. But just, I don't know, discounting people for one incident. If you have a history or a lifetime of bigotry and animosity toward people who are different, then I think you... But there's always a chance
to learn. But how do you give an interview where, you know, you're being honest and you say things like...
I'm not sure that it's John Wayne. I don't know that it's John Wayne I'm talking about. I just think that we're going down a road that doesn't have much tolerance. And I think sometimes we all make mistakes. We all say things that we wish we hadn't said. And there's a certain amount of forgiveness that's necessary. I don't know that that's appropriate for John Wayne. But I think if we keep canceling out everything or everybody who made some statements that they ought not to have made, ain't going to be much left to...
But I think if you apologize for it and if you feel like, you know, you're learning from it, I think that's very different. John Wayne very proudly made those statements and never apologized for them.
Yeah,
so
no, I know.
Don't know
I'm not
why
saying John Wayne.
He gets
I'm saying that there are circumstances that it seems to me that are going to come to light with people who really weren't. I mean, I think a lot of the blackface stuff we're talking about, Jimmy Kimmel, the apologies, you know, those things happen and have happened for a long time with a lot of people who are very visible and some people who aren't. So do we discount them? Do we ban Jimmy Kimmel from television because he did that or whatever other circumstances befuddled other actors and actresses? We know the Howard Stern story. He hasn't backed down much from it. Was Howard Stern's history on the radio one of bigotry? Nah, not really. Has he done some, you know, questionable stuff or stupid stuff? Yeah, we all have. And I say that's where kind of we look at the thing and scrutinize what really is the problem and what may not be so much of a problem. 10 before the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The Money Pit theme, Money Pit host Tom Kreidler, along with Leslie Segretti. I do this fabulous weekend program called The Money Pit, but it's become a way of life. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tom's phone rings, 888-MONEY-PIT. He answers the phone and says, yes, may I help you? And you leave a question.
No,
that's
just you.
Oh, I'm the only one who does that? Oh, okay. All right. I'm on 24-7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, so this week there's a question from listener Maggie, who is concerned about dusting her house when she does it in the evening. Everything seems to be covered the next morning. My house is like that. I think everybody's house is. All of the, well, it depends on what time of year you're doing it, but I know right now the pollen comes through the screen doors and the screen windows. But this is not about that. This is something else, right?
Well, when you go to bed and you're using your AC system and your house is dusted, it's dusty the next day, the first thing you want to look at is your filters in your HVAC system. And there are a wide variety of densities of filters or effectiveness of filters or efficiency of filters that are available. And what you want to pay attention to, Doug, is this rating, which is MERV, M-E-R-V. The MERV rating on the filter tells you basically how good a job it's going to do. And for a home, you want to have one that's at least around a MERV 11, I would say.
Yeah.
You'll see them, the very basic ones like those fiberglass filters that are, you know, a dollar a piece, you know, those are going to be like a MERV 5. And those really don't stop that much. But if you want a filter that's going to really trap dust, you need to get like a MERV 11, a MERV 12, a MERV 13. When you get up to the 13s, now you have a filter that if you're an allergy sufferer can go beyond dust and really start to dig into some of the allergens. So
they're more expensive. You can get them all in the same place. You go to the hardware store to get them.
Yeah, online, hardware stores, home centers, but you got to look at the MERV rating on the filter. It's right on, printed on the package. It's right on the edge. And the other thing is, when you put them in, there's going to be an arrow printed on the side of the edge of the filter. And it says, sometimes it says this, sometimes it doesn't, but it'll say airflow. That arrow is the direction of airflow. So if you put it on a return duct, you know, big register in the wall, it's going to basically be pointing into the wall because that's the way the air goes. Mm-hmm. So the installation is important, too. And I used to find them put in backwards all the time.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's...
You're so close.
Yes, right. So close, but so far away. One of the things in the Money Pit newsletter this week is a look at bath renewals, what a bath, how to redo. This is the subject matter. A lot of these magazines at the counter, the checkout counter, how to redo your bathroom, how to redo your kitchen, and that sort of thing. So what's new in that department?
Well, we talk about some ways that you can update your bathroom and improve the value of your home, and one of which is to introduce a neutral palette. If you're going to show your house for sale, one of the main priorities is to make sure it looks neutral. And if you've got any kind of bright colors, if your decorating scheme is one that's bold, that's not going to be the kind of decorating scheme that sells a house. So you want to make sure you have a neutral palette. You want to think about your fixtures and your faucets. Today, there's really no reason not to have water-efficient faucets. WaterSense is the mark you're looking for. That's kind of like Energy Star, but it's the water version of it from the EPA. And if it says WaterSense, you know it's efficient. And in fact, I always suggest, Doug, that if you have taken the time to make your home greener and more efficient, that those features should be listed in the listing or in at least a feature sheet about your home, because a lot of folks have not, and this way your house kind of stands out head and shoulders above the rest. Other things to do in bathrooms are to improve the lighting. You know, we do tend to struggle with lights in small spaces like that, but bathroom lighting with a focus on fixtures that give you task lighting over the vanity is important. The bath ventilation with the fans is also key. A lot of times we put these fans in and then we don't use them or we don't use them enough. But you could put a fan in on a humidistat so it only runs as long as it has to dry out your bathroom. That's going to stop the mold and mildew growth. And then updating flooring is an easy thing to do, especially with so many flooring products available today that are 100% waterproof.
All right. Here's Kay, who has a bit of a dampness problem in her basement. She wants to put flooring in. That doesn't sound like something that would be too smart, is it?
No, absolutely. You can put flooring in. Uh-huh. Now, if your basement is damp, you want to fix that first. And we've got lots and lots of advice on MoneyPit.com on how to do this, how to stop leaking in damp basements. But it comes down to improving the drainage and the grading outside the house, making sure the gutters are clean, downspouts are extended. That's what causes virtually all wet basements and damp
problems
basements
in the basement.
Now, right.
Yeah.
In terms of the flooring, I would suggest that you put first down a product called DryCore. This is a subfloor that has a rubber back to it that keeps the floor up off the concrete and allows it to vent any moisture. Then you can put whatever floor on top of that you want.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.